Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
God, Zach.
What?
We're wearing the same hat.
Aw, adorable.
God
except
damn it.
You have the flat-billed version, and I have the dad hat.
Both of which
will be available on podcastmerch.com.
They're coming back. The hats are coming back in a very, very big way for the summer season.
I mean, but now we look like dork losers.
So I'll turn mine backwards.
Can you?
Yeah, I'll be nice.
Turn it backwards. I want to look like a cool motherfucker. Cool daddy-o. Hey. Shannon,
that's called compromise.
You're wearing the band T-shirt to the concert.
Look, we need to sell these hoodies.
We are operating at a loss.
Yeah, we need these hoodies to go. These hoodies cost a lot to produce. We mispriced them, so we actually lose $8 every time you buy one of these hoodies. If you want to sink this company, all you got to do is buy a hoodie. If enough people buy these hoodies, I'll tell you right now, Gas Digital, just goodbye. Hello.
If Jake Forrest had any sweater money at all, he could fuck you
right now. He really could. Look, great show plan today. Very excited about today's show. The international superstar Zach D'Amico is here with me.
How you doing, my friend?
You getting fucking ready for Friday in Fairfield?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Going to be fucking crazy in Fairfield on Friday.
And they're bringing me back to headline next month.
Get out of town.
I know, I'm excited.
Don't
I feel
mention
like a real
that
boy.
Now, you fucking dumb fucking
different
pieces.
Town. Different
what,
town.
What?
Are you
different
doing?
City.
Just don't fucking mention you're headlining a show in Connecticut a month later, because now people that are
why?
Like, oh, you know what? I don't give a fuck about Lewis. I just want to see Zach. Now they're going to just wait to see Zach.
No, they want to see a long set from Zach, so they'll come back and see that.
No, but what if they're like, oh, I'd rather just see a long set from Zach. I hate Lewis. He's
well,
not funny.
Well, then they're smart. Why did you cut that off?
To have Donald Duck say the N-word. That's why, you fucking asshole Feeny. How about you stop being such a fucking liberal cuck? And you just start...
Me?
Join the party. Join the party.
What party?
Thank you.
That's the wrong mic.
I saw Feeny's, whatever it is, I don't even hate it. It might be new headshots that I saw on Instagram.
Oh, it's Photo Juice. He was just taking pictures after a show. That guy's great.
Photo Juice?
Go follow Photo Juice. Yeah, he's like the new... He's like the new...
Photo Juice doesn't get a free ad read.
Nah, he just did. He just did.
On the Real Ass Podcast.
Are you saying he's the new Mindy?
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, he's the male Asian version of Mindy.
Photo Juice.
Where he's like, look at this. Come on.
Look at that.
Come on.
That photo right there made me furious.
He did it.
The blurry.
Oh no! I had to not crease the shoes, and I almost fucking broke my ankle
but
doing that.
When are you ever like that? When are you ever doing?
He
that
told me I never. I these were no natural positions that I did. He was like, "Why don't you squat down?" He,
why are
he,
you
he
squatting
directs.
Like that?
Why are you squatting creative, like you're posing in front of a Ferrari?
I give him creative direction. You know?
Go back to those photos. So they're nice photos.
The good photos.
Yeah,
photos.
They're good
nice. Photos.
Photo Juice is a great.
He's great.
Fucking
go
photographer, good for him. I love it.
He wait, even told me right there.
Wait,
see
go
that
back
one?
To the second one.
He even told me
one?
To put my hands where they were on the
like
thing.
You were
this one's called "Want to Smell My Cannon."
You want to what?
Want to smell my cannon?
Yeah. So even that's fun. The first one. So here's like the only one that I was like, all right, at least the first one is undouchy.
Yeah.
I was just not noticing it. It is douchey. Thank you for pointing that out, Feeny.
Yeah.
The first one, the hands on the jacket.
Yeah.
Like he's fixing his jacket.
I hate this one the most.
Really?
Yeah, I hate this one the most.
Oh, it's
for
a
sure.
great pick.
The weird, like, slight squints on the left eye.
That's how I smile. Look at this. When I smile, one
that's
of these
not
eyes.
A smile. I don't think that technically classifies as a smile.
Oh, look at those pearly whites. They're coming right through.
You have great teeth. That's a stupid
Thanks,
smile.
Man. It's a good smile.
It's
a grimace.
That's
a pain smile.
Yes. It's a grimace.
You look like a Nazi model.
All right.
What did you look like?
I like that you threw model in there, though.
No, you're a hot Nazi. A hotzi.
I just know I was
great to myself. Yeah, you're a hotzi. And I like it.
I feel like that's the
You also look
thing
like you'd be like a friendly Nazi. Like he'd be one of the ones that are like, hey, listen, I don't even want to be a Nazi.
Like Edward Norton in the end of American History X. I'm trying to convert people.
No, you're not that.
No, you're still spineless. You're going to follow orders, but you're going to apologize.
Yeah, you're just.
Foot soldier.
Yeah, you'd be like a Nazi that you were just like, hey, just so you know, like, I don't want to kill you guys. I'm going to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me feel good. Like, it's going to keep me up at night for years.
Right. I'll have screaming nightmares about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you are every single time.
Like, you would walk in and be like, hey, no reason, but if anybody needs to swallow their gold teeth, now would be a good time.
Ah, shit. Mike Feeney's here.
Hey.
Yeah. We're excited to have him here. Also very, very excited to have here Rob Mayu. Rob, very happy to have you.
Yeah.
Rob Mayu's here as well. Sorry.
Literally just a different firearm.
Well, it was, I felt like
it's
we
different
gave,
energy.
That was what was a big old intro for Feeney, the whole back and forth.
The hotzi.
Hotzi yahtzi.
Was there ugly Nazis?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't Nazis generally across the board pretty hot people?
I mean, on the inside, yeah, they were beautiful.
No,
but
the other way.
I'm sure there was some ugliness.
I feel like the ones out on the street were the good-looking young boys, and then like the people running shit were the real like monsters.
No, look.
Ugly? I don't know. I think you got kicked off the team if you're ugly. I think you had to look Feeney-ish at minimum to be a Nazi.
Shannon, pull up an ugly Nazi.
Find us an ugly Nazi.
There's got to be.
Picture of me, I'm going to be so upset.
Shannon, you know what to do.
Ugly Nazis. Actually, that should be the name of the podcast. We should change the name to Ugly Nazis.
Wouldn't it be great to find out the other Real Ass Podcast has been Ugly Nazis for 2 months?
God,
you just fuck
it.
Them over again.
I'll take that name right from them.
What did they end up changing it to? That was the last time I was on, is that whole debate.
It's called Luis J. Gomez Butt Fucked Us. Or LJGBFU.
Ooh.
For sure.
Uh-oh.
Something. So, yeah.
Now, how unfunny would that actual podcast be?
Yeah, that would be
me butt fucking them.
No, just people you butt fucked.
Wow, there's a couple podcasts out there where you could hear girls that I've butt fucked. If you search them, there are actually a few podcasts in the
world. How much assholes you've been inside are making on Patreon right now is pretty disturbing.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't even like butt fucking.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Not the best.
Yeah, not into it.
Yeah.
Any guy who's into butt fucking is a certified homosexual. And that's okay.
Are you all right?
What do you mean?
You have like...
You are low energy.
You have like trank dart energy.
I'm high as fuck.
You're back on weed? I didn't even know you were back, baby.
I'm back on weed, baby.
I thought you were Sober Sally.
It's Sober Belly, baby.
Aren't I fighting you after this?
Yeah, we're going to box in a little bit.
Lewis is now boxing inside to prepare himself.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, it's going to fucking... I'm still gonna whoop your ass, Mayu.
I love your... I went back and looked at the text message, but Lewis has been publicly declaring an act of war for the last 3 weeks. I couldn't have been nicer and more polite, just offering a friend to do a little bit of fucking circling for you so you could get some. I could get cardio and you could throw punches.
Yeah.
And you acted like I fucked your girlfriend's mouth in front of you.
You may have. May you. Mm-hmm. May you.
May I? May you.
So that I don't know what you've done. And the point is you said to me, hey, do you want to spar?
Yeah. So because you come on the podcast every week and go, I don't have anybody to spar with. So I thought as a nice friend, I would offer you that.
Seems like
a
nice gesture.
And you also offered to train Dylan.
Sure.
which is interesting because he's going to be fighting Harrington, and I'm Harrington's trainer, head coach, mentor.
Life coach.
Employer.
Employer.
You're also Dylan's employer.
That is true.
Yeah. Just don't help him.
Is Dylan off the show?
Dylan is off the show.
Dylan is full-time merch now.
Yeah. Full-time
so merch. So we're auditioning second chairs.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we should actually even introduce our second chair producer today. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys might know him from other shows that he produces on the network. I don't know what shows he produces. I don't have to come in and understand what everybody's doing that works for me. I have so little understanding of what Joey does. He could be on fucking 10 shows. He could be on 2 shows. He could be splitting fucking atoms here.
Yeah.
Okay, which would be a weird thing to do at Gas Digital.
Yeah.
We don't need a scientist, fuckface. We need a goddamn producer.
If I had to pick someone here, though, that could split an atom, I think I would go with Joey.
Joey does. He has that. He reminds me of the...
And by the way, he means a guy named Adam. Yeah. Dick.
See, I'm seeing more of like Rob Zombie roadie kind of a situation I get from
that. That also. But he could also be like a computer genius.
Yeah, to be fair, I've expected him for the last 3 months to walk in with a flame shirt at some point, and he's not done it once. So he does defy expectations.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the one guy from Silicon Valley, right?
Oh, yeah. The nerd dude. The guy from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, he's tall. He's got long hair. He's got glasses.
One of the only people
who talks
Silicon.
Just like Irish Joey. I don't know what else to say. He's Irish Joey. Put Irish Joey on camera and pull up the guy from Silicon Valley.
One of the few people not to get Me Too'd on Silicon Valley yet. I know. Dropping like flies.
I mean, come on, dude. Come on. Fucking Metal Ditch. I didn't even like him before this. Now I've.
You didn't like his sassy improv special?
God, you are Metal Ditch, and that's the problem.
Wait, did Metal Ditch rape somebody?
You are like.
Metal Ditch got caught up. They're taking down a goth club in LA.
He was at a sex dungeon.
He was at a sex dungeon.
And he was acting sex dungeon-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a little grabby.
A goth sex dungeon.
Yeah, a little
fucking
grabby.
Awesome.
Look, okay. Look. Is it Irish Joey? I mean, yeah. Christ,
oh, my God.
They're the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Joey could be a computer
really
coder.
Funny. I like him.
Dude, we stop fucking. No,
you don't think that guy's funny?
They're dorks.
You don't think he's funny?
They're dorks.
Come on.
This is why.
He's playing a dork.
I'm showing the world exactly what Feeny is. This is the show today. Feeny's a dork.
I'm a hot Nazi dork.
Feeny's a hot Nazi dork.
Hork.
Hork.
You make me sick.
I like these people more knowing that it's going to upset you.
It bothers me. You're such a fan of...
Now he's my favorite person.
He wants to be in Middle Ditch's crew so fucking badly. Just
he doesn't have a crew anymore.
Turns out I could probably be in Middle Ditch's crew.
Yeah. You guys have more in common than we think.
Middle Ditch was fucking out there crushing young... Goth.
I think his
goth
original, he was married.
Vampire
in.
Pussy.
I think he was married and then they were in an open marriage and then he was just like, apparently there's like a shit ton of stories about him.
Good. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I respect Middle Ditch's body of work now. I find him better and funny. I really do like defending men.
Yeah.
You know? Somebody's got to go out there and fight for the fucking dudes. In fact, this is going to bring me to my next point. What we're doing here at Gas Digital,
he's made no points yet, by the way.
No.
I've made many points. Many a points, okay? What we're doing at Gas Digital is we're doing a... for the production staff, not even for you, Feeny. You're
buddy,
not
you're at like eight words a minute.
Did you give him a bunch of fucking kratom before the show?
What is happening, dude? You're talking like an crazy. Old like an old tape that's worn down.
Don't fucking cross me, Feeny.
Look at even that. Even your accent. You went one finger up like the guy who does the claw in Liar Liar, the stepdad. Yeah, you were like, the claw.
Remember when Ian told us about playing the Chipmunks on 33 RPM?
Yeah.
That's what you are right now.
Yeah.
I'm ruling, dude.
It's crazy, dude.
I'm rocking and rolling, baby boy.
It's the nicest you've been in a few weeks.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Shut up, gay boy.
You know?
It's see, like, that was even kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Gay boy. What was I just talking about?
You were making
about?
A point about what we're doing here at Gas Digital. Well, defending men.
Ah.
You were pointing at people to the
left. Yeah,
I have one point to make.
Barely gesticulating.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do an all-male, fucking day, a dude day at Gas Digital for all of the male producers. Shady, you're going to help me organize this.
It's always dude day here. It's always dude
day. Now, this is going to be an official dude day. We're going to go get, we're going to get Brazilian Steakhouse. I'm killing
what the
I'm killing that. I'm killing the all-male comedian steakhouse day.
Yeah, it was too fun. Get rid of it.
Now, you know what? Let me tell you something. Comedians, they're fucking annoying me lately. I don't really like too many of them anymore. Yeah. So I don't want to spend a fucking day with a bunch of people that I don't really
You know,
like
you get to
much.
Invite the ones you like.
I know, then there's going to be three people at this thing.
So this is where Lewis doesn't realize he's put himself now, is that comedians are too poor to hang out with Lewis.
Yeah.
So Lewis has put himself in a situation where you have to hang out with non-coms now.
Not just non-comics, but his employees. Yeah. His yes men.
My male employees.
Yeah. Your yes men.
Yes, exactly. And yes, part of this is just to let the female employees know where they stand. But a big part of it is also just about, can I tell you why? This is what I want the day to be, Shannon, and because I know it's going to hurt you. What's going on? Why is Eric in here? Why is Eric in here? Why is fucking Eric in here? Why is Eric in here? Why is Eric in here?
He's gone.
He just wants to hang out.
Shannon, why the fuck is Eric in here?
It would appear the fog has lifted.
Why can't Eric be in here?
Because when Eric comes in,
it's usually, and he's on the phone very serious, it means he's taking care of something that's going wrong.
What the fuck is going wrong here?
Nothing. Uh-oh. Everything's great.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Is my stream on?
Oh, here.
Yeah, stream's good.
Here's Dylan now.
Who's that guy outside?
Look at Dylan. Dylan just wants attention still. He comes over and walks past the window over and over again like a fucking
like a
dork.
Puppy store.
Oh, he makes me sick. God damn it. I hope Harrington beats him up.
When is
but
that
he
happening?
Has Mayu. We're going to find out if Mayu's even a good fucking coach today on Luis J. Gomez Fight Journal.
Hey, it's fine, man. All I've boxed for 2 years. I can circle around. I know what I'm doing. I'm happy to help.
He's got very broad shoulders. I think he can really throw a punch.
So for the Fight Journal, I need to kind of cut.
You want me to talk shit and pretend like I'm really coming about it?
Yeah. So
it's
you see how like Lev, like
I understand.
It was a better Fight Journal.
Yes, I know.
Because
yeah. We have
Lev
to,
was like cocky and he was like, "I'll fucking destroy you." And then we cut from that to me whipping Lev's ass.
This is how Lewis runs this entire thing. He plans his whole week meticulously around when he's going to train. And then he finds people that he can throw in with an absolute moment's notice so that he can look the best possible in the situation.
No. You said you boxed for 2 years. If you've boxed for 2 years, you should be able to handle yourself pretty well.
Yeah, but you gave me... Have you ever given me more than 12 hours notice?
How do you need more than 12 hours notice to go spar?
People do stuff. They have shit in their day that they're doing. They have work and they're busy.
Are you doing stuff today?
Well, I move stuff so I could... Because I know I move things to fight you, because I know that with the text message I got about fighting you, if I didn't fight you then, it would be another, until I could, weeks of you shit-talking me.
Do you
me.
Have a mouth guard?
No, why would I have a mouth guard on me?
Okay.
This is what I mean. This is what I mean. It's like, okay. Not everyone day-to-day is preparing themselves to do a fucking midlife crisis fight, but we all have to just acquiesce at your whims, or you'll use your platform to just endlessly
like
shit-talk us.
Acquiesce at your whims.
Yeah. I would not. That's a great name for today's episode. That's not true. I want good sparring partners. I'm going down to Mickey's tonight. I'm sparring as well. There's going to be two sparring sessions in one day.
This is how true it is. The last time he texted me to spar with him, he texted me at 9:30 a.m. that day to come spar you. You were shit-talking me for saying no that night on a podcast.
Yeah.
That's how quickly you will fucking turn on somebody for not acquiescing to your whims.
Listen to me. You couldn't even say it a second
time. Yeah, you really
was fucked up.
You got greedy.
So here's what I need you to do, though. Either way, blah, 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 fine.
Sure.
I'm an acquiescing dickhead. Got it. What I'd like you to do is I would like you to talk
shit.
Talk shit,
yeah.
So then we can cut this into the next Fight Journal, so then I can look like I'm not, like, bullying my friends, but I'm bringing my cocky
sort of
friend
great,
back
superior,
down. To,
yes, I understand what
so
the play
say,
is.
Yeah, you got to say things like, "Oh, hey, I'm basically a
I boxed
pro.
For years. I slept in the ring. Golden gloves.
Are you actually boxing, or are you like UFC? Like, are
well,
you like,
I'm going to box. He's going to stand there and get fucking punched up. But
there
you know.
We go.
We're not boxing. I'm boxing.
There we go.
He's going to just
Lewis kinda, is going to try and run and tackle you.
Wow. Okay. All right, some more of that.
Come yeah, on. Sure, for sure. But
I just need more of that.
In a moment's notice?
Right now.
How about I'll wake you up after I knock you the fuck out, and then I'll do a little bit more shit-talking. How's that sound? I'll wave a little fucking thing under your nose, like, and then we can talk about it.
What if he fucks me up?
I would say he stands a better chance than Lev, if I had to take a guess.
I mean, I'm in okay cardio shape right now, so I'm gonna be able to like.
He's wearing
at least
a good like
and whatever.
He's wearing like a sweater. That sweater.
I brought gym clothes.
That sweater lets me know that he's got like muscles under there. It's like purposefully loose. You might be in for a world of pain.
I look better than Lewis right now, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Well,
I mean,
that's
me.
Yeah. What are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not long. I'm back on keto.
I'm doing really good right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, you're also off weed until this morning. You're not that consistent.
No. I've been back on weed for a couple weeks, just here and there. At first, it always starts off at night.
Here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, I smoked with you on Monday.
Yeah, at first it's at night. I'm like, yeah, end of the night.
You know what, 11 o'clock, I can have a little puff. And then it bumps up to like, 9 o'clock, James is in bed.
Yeah.
And then it's like, 4 o'clock, time for bed.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to do this all mail day. Shannon, I'll tell you why. Because the plan would be we go get steaks at the Brazilian Steakhouse. All you could eat meat, which is, it's for fun. It's what dudes do. It's a very, you're not even going to do it. You're vegan, Shannon. You get on mic. It's okay.
And that's what's great, too, about this is that as the employer, I think it's pretty nice of you to take out your staff, even if you're only taking out the male staff, which is kind of fucked up. I love that you're paying for all of the male producers
but
to go out to the steakhouse.
You're excluding only two employees from this, which seems like a news article should be written about it.
Yeah, that's going to be big. This is going to be big.
Maybe.
Or you guys can just go shopping or get your hair done or something.
If you pay for it, that
no
would be
oh, good. This yeah, you pay
day.
For them
We're
to
We're paying for women to do things
though.
On Dude Day. Do you not understand the point of Dude Day?
It's Women's Month.
I know. We're doing Dude Day during Women's Month.
Anything for women.
What's the last day of the month?
What do you mean?
30 days, half September, April, June, and November.
It's the 31st.
31. All the rest of 31. 31st. What is the 31st? What day of the week is
Wednesday.
That? Wednesday, the 31st. Mm-hmm. We're doing Dude Day. It's the last day of Women's Month every year is Dude Day.
But what are you doing
Israel.
For the women?
Nothing.
That's
keeping you gainfully
Shannon,
employed.
Do you still take two buses in from Staten Island every day?
I was driven in today, but
sometimes yes.
I take one express bus.
Jeez. Cool.
So what? Then after we go,
how many times have you gone to Jamaica this year?
After we go to get all you can eat steaks, we're gonna go to a cigar bar. Grab some cigars, like fucking men, the way men do it, Shannon. This is not a female activity. Would you even want to do this stuff?
I mean, it sounds pretty gay, just like a bunch of dudes wanting to be together.
You need to clip that.
Shannon, this is not gay. This is a manly activity together.
Yeah, Shannon's right. It's a little weird. Dude.
I haven't even gotten to the part that's a little gay yet.
So I'm going
to
go steam.
We're going to go spitz.
Yeah.
We're going to go spitz at the end of all of it. All the male producers, all the interns. All the fucking, anyone on staff who is a dude.
Yeah, just let's get everybody full of meat, get them to try cigars for the first time, and then boil them.
Then walk into Equinox. I'd like 30 guest passes, please.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it on 31st. Mark my words. And Shannon, I need you to put an email out to everybody, please.
So that's, you're kind of just sneakily organizing a birthday party for yourself that you don't have to call a birthday.
No.
Is it your birthday?
It's the next day. His birthday is the very next
day. It's April 1st. Very gay for you to know that.
I was just going to say, that's
very
cool.
Gay.
I'm a good friend.
No, it's gay that you would know my birthday.
It was also my former wedding anniversary, but that didn't work out.
Mm. What was his name?
That actually works also as a bomb, so that was fun.
That's why we remember your birthday, because it's ironic that you were born on the funniest day of the year.
No, you're not getting a...
Zach, give yourself one. You're doing
pretty cool. Don't you reach those sausage fingers right now. I'll bite your fucking hand, Zach. So, yeah, after this, me and Mayu are going to go and box each other. You guys will see it on this week's Fight Journal. In a brand new segment on Fight Journal called Lubashay Gomez Fights His Friends, which can be its own show.
Sure, yeah.
Why don't we make that the show? It's just me fighting my unwilling friends.
Inconvenience friends. I'm willing to do it. You just inconvenience everybody to do it.
A little more.
But
This isn't part of it.
Yeah. This was give me a little this more. Wasn't part of it. Was going to be part of it.
I need a little more heat. Give me a little more
tonight, 3 o'clock, I'm going to bring it. It's Wednesday, and I'm going to rock your fucking world. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
You're going to do a monster truck commercial.
Yeah, exactly. It is, I don't...
Talk about how experienced you are and about how...
Experience I am
how you're gonna
well over 100 girls, I'd say, no, made at sexually. Least 60% of them come.
No, you didn't make 60% of them come.
At some point.
I have driven headliners across this country. Yeah. The byways. Yeah. One night is weekend.
I got hit by a transport truck and I'm still here. You think you're going to do anything to me?
Shannon,
you got hit
let's,
by a transport truck?
Yeah, that's the story.
Let's get some fucking plugs going. Let's go, baby boy. What do you got to plug?
I'm about to be on the next episode of Lewis Fights His Friends. Oh, yeah. The Canadian thing. Yeah, that's it. And Rob loves arguing on everything.
Beautiful. Fiend Dog. Fiend Diggity.
You can listen to Irish Goodbye Podcast right here on Gas Digital Network. Go check out my special Rage Against the Routine on YouTube. And April 23rd, I'm going to be in Connecticut as well. Norwalk, Connecticut. Took a door deal on and a low guarantee, so really, really might have fucked myself on this one. So people that are in Connecticut, come on out, please.
What a get tickets terrible way to promote com. Yourself.
What do you mean? Honesty, transparency?
Yeah.
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 It's going to sell out. Both shows are going to sell out. But the question is...
Hell yeah.
Are you going to be...
Why are you goading us all into being cocky fucking pricks today?
Yeah. Don't be, well...
He hates that, too. That's yes. so funny.
Because that's the thing. He needs to set up things he hates.
Yeah.
Or he has no fuel
to bring
for
the
fucking
out
fire.
Of him. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you're just nice to Lewis and everything's okay,
no.
he still has to treat you like garbage. That's Lewis's thing. I've been the nicest I've ever been to Lewis since moving back. It has made zero difference whatsoever in his demeanor. It just matters what's going on with Lewis that day. No. You can treat him like garbage. You can treat him like a fucking yeah. prince. It won't matter.
I'm busy as fuck, dog.
Sure.
I have very little time for other people's feelings or lives or emotions.
So yeah, come to that show in Norwalk. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah. Zach and me comes. Can I get a coffee, please? A little
Same
bit of cream.
Water.
Splenda.
Check out all my shows on the network. Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Bye, guys. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I'll be on the road this weekend on Friday in Connecticut with Lewis, and he'll give you more details.
Fairfield, Connecticut. That's right. Go to lewisofskanks.com. You guys can grab tickets for all the shows. My tour is starting to heat up. Going to be in Tampa, Boca Raton, Port St. Lucie, Florida in April. Also be Cleveland, Ohio with Zach. Vegas is coming up. Austin, we're going back to Austin. Lots of dates. lewisofskanks.com is the new website. Go there now. Also, you guys can subscribe to this show right on the Gas Digital Network if you guys want access to every episode of the show that we've ever done. All uncensored, ad-free, in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the place. You guys can grab this show. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me. Gomez watches Seinfeld. Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Shannon Lee hires The Thing Is. Ding. And many more. And Irish Goodbye with Mike Feeney, obviously one of the best podcasts in the world. Sucking and fucking, chucking and... I mean, Cannon couldn't be here today, but it's all good.
Yeah, he canceled, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why...
Did you force him to try to fight you after, and that's why?
Oh, that would be great. He would probably fucking... He needs to get some rage out.
Cannon would light me up.
I think Cannon would love the opportunity to get some aggression out, and I think you would be a good target.
I would beat...
You know what really sucks for aggression? While someone's beating you up while you have it inside of you. That's the worst for aggression.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's beating more aggression into you. You never get the frustration out, and then you just get hit, and you're like, I'm more angry now.
Turning your hate coal into a hate diamond.
It might be a great idea for Cannon. It's a terrible idea for Cannon's wife.
Yeah. No. I would murder Cannon.
Wow.
On his best day.
Wow.
On his best day. Does Cannon know how to box?
He used to take, he was taking Muay Thai and I think some boxing stuff too. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, he didn't.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd fuck him up.
I feel confident I would beat up Cannon as well.
Yeah, but you took 2 years of boxing.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's been, you know, 2 years of boxing
but here's
to
the
learn
thing.
How to destroy my opponent, Lewis J. Gomez, tonight on Lewis Fights His Friends.
But Cannon has that thing where he's got that, like, when he gets that rage, if you just kind of bring up his dad or something like that, he'll do that thing where he'll just keep taking punches as he moves towards.
Are you familiar with Lewis's dad?
I will.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it's not a sort. Least of all Lewis. It's not a thing where it's like a technique. This is just like a absorbing blows to try and just. You know,
I will literally. I was like, I am your father, and then I will start fighting
him. If you can put on a mask of his Kevin Cannon, you're gonna
no fear of Mike Cannon. I would beat him with an inch of his life with one hand, I believe. With one hand.
One hand, I think he'd fuck you up pretty bad.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think that I'd beat him with one hand.
I'd even give you your good arm.
No, I'd use my jabbing arm. I'd beat him with a jab. Jabs and hooks.
That's a fight journal right
and
there.
Kicks. Let's go. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank HempireDirect.com for supporting today's show. They have the best Delta 8 THC available on the market, and everything from dabs to gummies to edibles to flower now. They just released their Delta 8 flower, which is incredible. If you're a fan of marijuana and you get high, Hempire can legally sell to you Delta 8 THC flower in 42 states. Zach, I'm back to getting stoned.
Yes, you
get
are.
High all the time. Delta 8 gets you fucked up.
It works. They sent us a care package and I tried it. To be honest, I gave it to some people and didn't tell them.
They had no idea.
You would never know the difference.
Yeah, exactly. All you got to do right now to go check out their incredible line of products is go to HempireDirect.com. That's HempireDirect.com. They're priced to keep you high. Use the promo code GASFLOWER for 50% off their new Delta 8 flower. GASFLOWER, 50% off. That means you can get an ounce for around $75. You try an eighth for only $15. Once again, that is HempireDirect.com. Use that promo code GASFLOWER. Okay, where were we? Yeah, look. We got to get into some of this news because there's a lot of shit happening in the world right now, and we're treating these victims like assholes. Okay, there was two shootings. I have no idea what happened with either one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guess the news. Let's go. Which one's which? Give us a fact about
it's
each.
It's time for another edition of
Shannon.
Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read Justice Headline.
Forgot how this intro went, so I was just yapping over it.
The victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Shannon, what I'd like you to do, first of all, keep the music going because I love it. Yeah. What? Guessing the news. We're guessing the news. We're guessing the news. Guessing the news. Guessing the news.
Guessing.
We're guessing the news. Guessing. Shannon, I want you to pull up a fact about one of these shootings, and then we have to guess which shooting it was, Boulder or Atlanta.
Okay.
All right. Sweet. I just made that bit up on the spot. So that's why it's
going
to take.
Was there
a
not supposed
minute.
To be an episode today or something? What's
yeah.
going on?
There's an entire like breakdown. There's more topics than I've ever seen in my life, and there's no way we've even.
There's an entire breakdown.
Yeah. Shannon probably spent an hour and a half preparing that.
Guys,
bullet points.
I
even saw a bold with like bullet and then italics in some.
I got
points.
A little stoned, so deal with it. Okay, we're fine. The fans like me when I'm stoned,
that's cool.
Right, fans? In the live chat, they said...
Yeah, like Farley.
They said the whites are at it again.
Uh-oh.
That's Keith Bond.
Oh, someone's going to spoil the news to you in the chat, though.
All right, so, look, I got to connect with the fans. Tyrannosaurus says the best part is when a bunch of racists on Twitter thought it was a white guy.
I have a lot of opinions about this.
I have opinions about the first one, and I sent the thing I showed you earlier, whatever, to maybe pull up, but... Yeah, I have a lot of opinions about the first one. The first one was fucking crazy to me that was a response to everything. But let's let Lewis find out what happened in
let's
national
see.
News.
Yeah, I'm looking for... No, nobody's even being racist right now.
Great.
Damn.
No.
I'm sure you are. You just haven't said anything yet.
I am. It's always racist
yeah.
thoughts going through my head
it's
at all
times.
It's
still in there.
Yeah. It's not my fault. That's the way I was raised.
Yeah.
You can't blame racists.
Well, that's what's interesting about the country is that like everybody's supposed to understand this idea of like systemic racism, but nobody gives any empathy towards like systemic stupidity. That like you were just raised bad. And there's lots of people in this country that were just kind of raised shitty. And it's like not really that's their systemic problem. They grew up in these conditions. What's what? What do you need?
I'm gonna fuck you up today. Just so you know. I just want you to know
that's
that
a
I'm
good
going
point,
to fucking
too.
I'm going yeah. to fucking light you up later.
It's because I called you dumb.
I didn't even hear it, dude. I was sort of zoning at that point. But I'm going to fucking... I know I'm a little bit slow right now because I'm stoned. But stoned Lewis, I believe, is still going to be better than not stoned Rob Mayhew.
I also got high before I came here. I'm just not a retard when I do.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah,
I could just function afterwards.
You'll be good in a couple hours once it wears off and you're super groggy from the weed.
Here, Zach.
Nice. Oh. Wow, the news is great today.
Yeah.
Racist live chat
rules.
Has
someone been real funny?
So, man, that's one of the best comments I've ever read. Hilarious.
Yeah, very hilarious. So, anyway.
Can you turn it around for a second?
No, you fucking queef. Fucking hornball weirdo.
That was a hilarious comment.
Yeah. Fucking horny weirdo. So, yeah, what's going on? Anyway, whatever you were just saying, it's...
Sure.
You know, it seemed pretty serious. It did seem a little too serious.
It was poignant, though. It was making a good point. He was actually letting
you off the hook. I was literally just leading you into the topic. But...
Yeah. Yeah, this is not a poignant podcast.
I know.
This is, yeah.
We're trying to elevate it, you know?
No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants an elevated version of this show. They want us to dumb it down.
You can't possibly.
In the live chat, let us know, do you guys want more of a poignant podcast with direction and points, or would you like this podcast to be dumbed down a little bit and us to just go off the rails sometimes, get a little silly, get a little wacky?
We haven't done this show on the rails in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is true. Why are we not doing cocaine on the podcast?
You got sober and boring around everybody.
I'm not boring.
Yes, you are.
I am cool.
No.
You became
you're
every
fucking
New
not.
York
you are
comic
a Christian
you hate.
Conservative father. It sucks. Yeah. You stink.
You're like, I'm Cali
you're
sober.
You're boring.
Now, dude.
You're fucking angry and boring.
What are you talking about? I'm very friendly and happy. I'm going to fuck you up.
Great,
today.
Man.
I'm going to light you the
yeah.
fuck up.
Good.
Dude,
and maybe we'll let
attitude.
Some of the old fucking fun
attitude.
Lewis out for a minute. Yeah. The old people liked being around him. He was wild. You never knew what was going to happen. Not this goddamn fucking boring Lewis.
I will say.
That just checks out the second something's done. I'm sorry. I've been inside
keep
for
going,
a little bit.
Keep going.
Lewis is just as bad as Dave is now. He looks at his phone the entire time. He smokes half a joint and then he goes home. You are a boring Jersey dad.
Wow.
So hopefully, by the end of this fight, maybe fuck stick not boring Lewis will come out for a second.
Wow.
Wow. Chris D'Elia in the live chat says, Lewis, you're a faggot.
That was worth the not responding to anything he just said, I guess.
Hooch says Lewis is barred out. I don't know what that means.
Zanny bars, maybe?
Okay. Yes. Hey, that's maybe true.
Drunk Lewis was fun. Was fun.
Brenton
Shube
says, poignant. Laura from Georgia says, you're stupid. Leopold Stotch says, no direction, more drugs. Then there's this picture of some chick with pink hair sucking cock. That's fun. Let's see. King John says, funnier guests. Yeah, I got this, doggy. Sometimes, you know, you have to fucking... Throw some shit out there. Sometimes you gotta throw some shit out there.
How many was it an edible?
No.
All the blunts? What was it?
It was like three bong hits.
Ah.
Three nice big fat bong hits. And I got toasty. And
that's
I'm feeling
great.
Good. And why can't we be a little silly?
We can be.
Because you had
silly.
A drive here?
Whatever.
Dude, the bags under
fine.
Your eyes, they're so puffy. They look like a nice memory foam bed that you just want to curl up.
They're
going to
be a lot puffier in about 2 hours.
Because you're going to get fucked up, dude.
I mean, I'm going to I'm gonna beat the brakes off of Rob Mayhew. And then I'm going to videotape it and send it to Big J. Because I think he's the one that's going to appreciate it the most. Even if I lose, he'll appreciate it. He's going to want to watch one of us beat
the
brakes.
Yeah, he's
off
really
the other
fueled
one.
Our rivalry for a long time. Any
today.
Like heat between me and Lewis, Jay loves to pour gasoline on that shit between
Why?
Us.
Jay? Because Jay is a divide and conquer narcissist.
Ah, okay.
This episode's too honest about it.
Yeah, that felt devoid of any humor and just was an honest opinion you had that I've been holding inside for a long time.
Yeah, you know, gotta really mix friends.
Compete for his affection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jay. So anyway, what happened to those notes, Shannon?
You threw them out. You crumpled them up and threw them across the room.
Irish Joey, get on mic.
All right, so
do you have a segment for us?
Oh, we were in the middle of a segment.
What was the segment?
Guess the news.
Guess the segment.
I mean,
he's on fire.
I'm crushing it.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
White Power Ranger on the live chat says, kill Jews.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm sorry. No, he didn't say that. He said, Jews kill, which is like better. Irish Joe, what?
Do you wanted the facts for this?
Yes, we're going to guess which one.
Is it Boulder or Atlanta?
Is it Boulder or Atlanta? Go. Boulder or Atlanta. That's the name of the segment.
All right. Well, can you guess which one was the white one?
You guys know all this shit, right? Yeah. Because you pay attention to the news?
No, we just have like access to our phones.
We live in the world.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this.
Boulder or Atlanta? I know one of them was a Muslim, and the other one was a white. Now, mm-hmm. I'd be finding that out right now.
Crushing it.
I believe that Boulder was a white guy and Atlanta was a Muslim.
Other way around.
Damn it. You know, I should have some sort of sound effect.
For being wrong?
Yeah, I'm just never wrong. I understand that. Why we don't have that on this soundboard is because I've never been wrong before.
It's true.
But now that it happened once, it can maybe happen again, possibly. So maybe we should get one on here.
Some sort of secondary page of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, some replace this one, possibly.
That's when I'm wrong.
Just keep it on a loop.
That's a fun way to be wrong.
I mean, this is, if this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I feel like you had this to also be racist at some point.
Is this 20 minutes?
What is this?
This is the theme song when black guests are here.
Who is this?
Is this Godfrey's theme song?
Who is this for? Why is there a tribal drum loop on here? What is that?
No need for apologies.
All right, every time I'm wrong, that's gonna play. Okay, let's see. All right, where were we at? Yeah, next factoid.
Okay, one of them claimed that their motive for the shooting was sexually motivated.
Ooh, they got so horny that they shot up Atlanta.
Where would you be hornier? Boulder, Colorado, or Atlanta, do you think?
I think Boulder. Little fucking snow bunnies, pothead bitches, a lot of white chicks. Atlanta, you know. I'm not hating on the chocolate.
Your track record speaks for itself.
Yeah, we've all had an Easter bunny before, as they call them.
Mine was sold the peanut butter.
Hit that drop.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. You said Boulder.
Are you kidding?
You said
yeah. Yeah, it was Atlanta that he
said. God damn it. God damn it, all right. Yeah, next one.
One of them was in multiple locations, and one of them was in just one.
Dude, see if he gets a third strike.
I know nothing.
That's a drop.
Hold on.
That's a drop for when he's wrong.
Book two, get that drum ready.
Yeah.
Let's see. Atlanta was multiple locations. Yes?
Yeah, you got it.
Rape on the first fucking date.
That's right. Knowledge. That's right. Whew. This is hard. It's a lot of work.
That was really the major points. It was pretty much comparable death.
Joey, did I say the bit's over?
No.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll let
you're
you
down
know.
Down in the count, baby. It's 1-2.
I know. I need to do two more so I can have a chance to win.
Which one had more Asians murdered in it, Atlanta or Boulder?
Atlanta.
That's correct.
Rape! 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 Rape!
All right, next one wins.
I got it. Let's go. Come on.
What kind of gun was he using?
Wait, that's which one?
In both.
Do you not know how games work, Joey? You fucking asshole.
Joey does look like he would know the difference.
Why don't you
guns.
Just give me the number of deaths? Be like, you know, which one had more?
Okay, which one had more?
You fucking...
Go ahead.
Fucking easy.
Which one had more?
This is what I'm telling you. I'm the fucking conductor, and they are just fucking flautists. I've said that for a long time. They're all flautists. Joey's not even a good flautist. Sorry, Joe, you're a good flautist.
Yeah, I was just fucking...
That was really mean.
That just seemed like a terrible thing to
say. I apologize. Yeah. I think Paco also showed up to intimidate Joey.
Please. I'll run right through Paco.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. What's happening? Can they also fight after this?
I offered him a fight, and he turned it down the other day.
Whoa. So.
He offered to fight for the spot?
Yeah, he doesn't want none of this.
I might actually make you guys fight
for
the
spot. Can he hear this?
I will eat him alive.
There's no way he's hearing any of this.
Joey's just saying.
Do you have any fight experience?
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that means a lot. That means a lot.
No, that means zero, none.
Little bit?
A little bit means none.
No.
Yeah. You think a little bit means a lot?
I think a little bit is trying to downplay how much you have.
Depends on how they say it.
He just went, a little bit.
I feel like he's had none. I feel like he's had almost no formal fight training. And I feel like Paco's, in his culture, they have to learn how to
dance fight.
He's a capoeira, people.
All my gear's at my apartment,
Eddie Gordo?
Dog.
He's got a...
They have to dance fight at funerals.
Yes.
While they blow fire.
Fight on
Can
top
Paco
of a
come
volcano
in and do a haka?
For a woman... A woman's love. So I feel like Paco would fucking knocko you out.
If Paco tries to fight me, it'll be nine victims.
Nine victims
versus the eight in Atlanta.
Oh, well, yeah. Now we can't.
Now I
guess.
Know the answer. You fucking dipshit.
I didn't realize you were stalling. My bad.
Wait, you don't know the number? No, you don't know the number for Boulder.
Yeah, you just had to guess which was more.
Yeah, you had to guess which was more. So you don't know. You don't know yet.
I'm going
to
say Boulder because eight's not even that much. And I feel like...
Well, Boulder wins with 10. It's not
yeah,
that
exactly. Exactly. There we go. Hold on. I'll do a different thing. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad. Yes. Attitude. Yes. I love winning. He's a real ass. I'm so happy about these events because it gave me the opportunity to win.
I'm not sure anybody won.
I won just now.
I don't know that
the
you
The fans
did.
Won...
Nope, we didn't
Rob
cut
Mayer.
Out, you guys. That's just...
Rob Mayer didn't win. Not yet.
Not yet.
Poop Kraken in the live chat says Coke Lewis is the best Lewis. That's not true.
Drunk Lewis was the best
I've
Lewis,
had great
for sure.
times with Coke Lewis. Can I be honest with you? Sure. I think that's probably the best we ever got along was Coke Lewis.
No.
Because I had to harbor your secret. That's what it is. He becomes better friends with everybody because we all have to participate in a lie. As long as we're propping up your bullshit life... We're
but
A-okay.
Drunk Lewis was—he was never an angry drunk. He was always a happy drunk. He got jovial. He got silly. He would be like a bull in a china shop. He would lose his.
I just realized that Feeney's not good enough friends with you to know the entire time that
he
drunk
thought he
Lewis
was hanging out with drunk Lewis
has nothing to do with drunk Lewis whatsoever.
That was Coke Lewis.
He was just Coke Lewis the whole time. Yeah,
you were. Yeah,
it
you
just
were
occurred
with
to
Coke
me.
Lewis.
Feeney's too much of a fucking narc looking guy to know that Coke Lewis was
it's,
around
it's
the whole time.
Fine.
I mean, I've been with him.
Grinding his teeth.
Yeah.
Overly confident.
Yeah. Wouldn't go to sleep ever.
He wouldn't come for hours. It was crazy. He was so drunk.
Mm. Okay. So, yeah. Thank you. I did win my own game. That was awesome. Right?
Yeah, you're the winner.
All right. What was your segment, Irish Joey?
So my first one, I brought...
Ooh, his first one.
Yeah, baby, I brought two. I brought in a Necronomicon so we can try and contact some of the real-ass dudes from beyond the grave.
Necronomicon. Didn't somebody else bring up a Necronomicon recently?
What?
Somebody said the word Necronomicon to me recently because we made a joke about it being a death metal band. Was that a different word that sounds like a death
no,
metal
I band? Think I remember somebody saying Necronomicon.
What is this, Joey?
It's a Necronomicon.
No, I've never seen one of these. What is this?
Book. Yeah.
How does this work?
Book have words. Words mean sentences.
I'm going to show you. Joey made an intro, so I'm going to show you that real quick first.
What are we doing
thank
now?
You.
What are we doing?
Joey made an intro.
Yeah.
What's real ass may never die.
What's real ass may never die.
Joey, you know we're not Satanists, right?
Not yet. That was a pretty good intro, though.
That was, it's a great intro. Yeah. I just like, I just feel like Joey's like really trying to get his flavor into the show.
It is a pretty split middle part segment for sure.
Joey brought a dead cat in that we're going to actually boil.
All right, so first up, I have, let's see, I've got Michael Jackson here, and he's here to comment on Chris D'Elia.
Shouldn't we do like a thing first before we just go right into?
Should we summon some
spirits?
Yeah, Lewis, do something with the book to summon it.
Yeah, do some Santa
Try
Maria.
Reading.
What are we? Guantanamera. Joaquina Guantanamera.
He just summoned Selena.
Guantanamera. Joaquina Guantanamera. Who do we have here?
Oh my God, what's going on? Oh, I was summoned by a well-produced segment, and now I'm here on the show.
Are you the ghost of
Paul Bear?
Shamma! Hachatawa! Shamma!
The ghost would sound like that. So, Michael Jackson, how do you feel about Chris D'Elia?
Oh, I love Chris D'Elia. He's so... Because here's the thing. He loves having a silly goose time. And there's nothing that I love more than having a silly goose time.
Wow.
Life rips, especially when you're drinking milk. Shamo! Hey, hey!
All right, Michael Jackson, go back to the spirit world.
All right, this was a good segment. Yeah, this part was really funny. Hey, you choked on.
Oh, cool. Are we going to be able to summon some more people? I think we can, right?
Okay, I've got another
spirit. Shut the fuck up. Do you not know how the bit works? I'm going to do the Guantanamera thing, and then he's going to come out and be like, oh, I'm fucking Heath Ledger, whoever he's going
to
be.
We have to guess who we contact.
God damn it. Irish Joey. Let the bit. He's like, well, he's now my friend is going to do an impression.
I think it would go a little something like this.
Okay, all right. So, Guantanamera. Everyone. Joaquina Guantanamera.
Michael John, come on.
Joaquina Guantanamera. Joaquina Guantanamera.
Oh, I get no respect. No respect.
Wow.
Oh, boo. I was summoned by my friend Louis J. Gomez.
Well, look at this. It's Rodney the ghost of Rodney Dangerfield. How incredible is this?
I'm good. All right, I tell you. All right, so let me tell you. Oh, the other, I mean, I'm down here in hell. All right, okay.
Oh, you're in hell. That's not okay.
Yeah, they told me I'd have sex with the biggest celebrity in here. The biggest celebrity in here. Hitler shoved a poker up my ass. All right. Hey, you know who I love is Chris D'Elia. That guy gets no respect. No respect at all.
Everyone's commenting on Chris D'Elia. Yeah.
If having sex with a 14-year-old is illegal, then lock me up. All right, okay.
All right, thank you.
Wait a minute.
I got friend-zoned at a middle school, all right? Okay.
Are we afraid to tell him that his club is closed?
Oh, no, you don't want to tell him that.
He should be haunting the club.
Danger.
No?
The best club in New York City closed down.
It's closed.
But everybody loved working there. When I charged $15 for a Bud Light, I thought everyone's going to want to come here.
All right, well, Rodney, we love you. We have a lot of respect for you. We're going to we have to get one more celebrity
in here. I
finally
got some respect. Thank you.
And you just elevate to heaven?
Yeah.
I needed respect.
Okay, all right. We have one more we can do probably, right? Let's see here. Let's see. Let me put my hand on the necrophiliac. And
can you do Gone Till November this time instead?
Yeah, that I know.
I'll be gone till November. I'll be gone till November.
Tell my girl.
I'll be gone till November. February, January, March, April, May.
I hate crying, but girl, I can't say.
I'll be gone till November. Oh, who's in here? There's a ghost in here. Whoa.
Hey, it's me, Tony Soprano. How we fucking doing?
So you did die in the last episode.
Fucking spoiler alert. I fucking died. And much like that show, this segment should have been cut off halfway through.
Tony Soprano, I think you're a fictional character. That's okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to come on and talk about my favorite comedian, Chris D'Elia. Let me tell you, all right?
Great. You like Chris D'Elia?
Yeah, he's a silly goose. I love it, okay? Me and Paulie, you know? He goes up there. He's over with Joe Rogan, Bert Kreischer, Tony Hinchcliffe,
Sebastian Maniscalco?
Sebastian Maniscalco. That guy fucking rules. That guy's hilarious. He talks about cooking. Oh, Marlon, so fucking funny, okay? And let me tell you something, all right? So this D'Elia, Chris D'Elia, he goes to these middle schools, right? Anyway, I don't know. We had no plan for this fucking segment. I feel so unwelcome on this fucking show.
Wow, thank you, Tony Soprano.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Holy shit. I feel like...
That was our segment, the Hackronomicon.
That was cool being here for the last ever one of whatever that just was.
Yeah. I think Robbie Goodwin and Mike Figgs should kill each other. Like, at the same time. They should do, like, point guns at each other's heads and just fucking blow each other's brains out.
Could you imagine how drawn out and poorly acted out that death scene would be?
I'm dying!
The people that he does some good impressions of are all still alive, which doesn't help his strength. Should have done an Adam Sandler thing.
No, it was fine. There was all the people. What are you talking about? I actually also enjoyed that segment. Joey, I hated it at first. When I saw it, I was like, Joey, we're not...
The White Clef Jean got me.
We're not...
That's where it turned.
We're not, you know, fucking Satanists like you.
That's fair.
Okay, so, like, you know, but I do like that you did put a little bit of your own flavor into it.
He's not a Satanist. He just has all the beliefs and activities a Satanist would have.
Are you a Satanist, Joey?
No. It's just cool.
Do you define yourself as anything?
A person? I don't know. I don't really have any, like, religious beliefs, now.
Okay. All right. I like how this isn't going anywhere. I like it. This could be a tough, fucking, what, Shannon?
Well, we haven't had Shannon check in yet. Shannon, has Joey pissed you off at all?
Nope, not at all. He also has one more segment he prepared.
Want to do it now? Let's get it done now. Okay. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'll play the intro first. 1 second.
You'll get arrested, you'll need powerful trial lawyers. Gomez and Amigo are lawyers that fight.
IRS is your lawyer, and no one will violate your rights. I need no one.
Real-ass lawyers. Oh. He brought props.
What if we just look at him?
There's ties. We just never touch the ties.
Are we supposed to put them on?
Yeah.
You're lawyers.
So you gotta say something.
So basically, I was giving them out. Hang on, I'm getting back. So basically, the idea is that you and Zach are incredible at defending any person, no matter how difficult the topic is. So we'd like the guests to try and come against you in a court of law with the Judge Shannon presiding to decide our first case, which is the Robert Aaron Long shooter in Atlanta. Do you think he was justified? Can you justify him?
And we're defending.
The shooter and his actions.
And who are we being?
You guys are prosecuting.
Humans? Okay.
You're the prosecution.
Okay. Well, I'll open by saying I think it was a bad thing that he did, and he should probably die for it. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Mike Feeney would feel that way, but we here at Gomez and Amico have done the research, and he wasn't executing those women. He was liberating them from years of sexual abuse that sex trafficking has caused. And while his actions were violent, they have brought attention to freeing sex slaves and stopping Asian hate.
Yes, that's a great point, Mr. Miko. The amount of sex slaves that are going to now be freed is countless. And the amount of attention that has been drawn to this major, major issue... it's very sad, as they say, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
If you want to make a street omelet, you have to break a few duck eggs.
Yes. So, yes, these hookers, they were murdered. But It was worth it.
Co-counsel?
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky for the rattlesnake. Thank you, rattlesnake. Praise him.
Co-counsel, thank you. First of all, can I just ask a question of the people participating in court here today? Raise your hand if you have not at any point in your life enjoyed the company of a sex worker. I would just like to see by a show of hands who has never enjoyed the company of a sex worker here. Shannon?
When you say enjoy the company of, do you mean conversation?
That's a good point.
Because then point. Never.
Yeah.
Because I hate them while I'm with them.
I understand. And so therefore, I don't see why you would want them to be free. I think they're perfectly exactly where they should be. I think that murdering them certainly doesn't help anybody. And furthermore, freeing them helps even less people, because now you just have a bunch more free Asian people running around as opposed to people who could be giving hardworking people hand jobs every day. We're in a mental health crisis right now in America. People are under wit's ends in this country. And if just a little release could help get those people to the next part of their day. And now we have six less people available to create that release for hardworking everyday Americans. And I say, that hurts us, it hurts me, and
we're here for America.
I'm going to light you the fuck up this afternoon. I mean, Doggy is going to fuck. It's going to be wild.
Every fucking case he does is
wild. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just know that. Just know that I'm going to fucking...
Your Honor, let the record show that Lewis cannot stay on topic and therefore should not be...
Your Honor is a woman and I don't really respect her opinions on anything.
There you go. There you go.
Which is why you don't have to murder her. You just ignore her and get hand jobs and blow jobs, and why I'm case closed.
Look, this guy was freeing these women from slavery. You know, can we call him a modern day Harriet Tubman? I don't know. Is that too far? Is that too much?
Certainly. Grossly.
Yeah.
Look, if he was just simply executing sex workers, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But there were two innocent bystanders in that place that day just trying to come. And that's what we cannot allow in this country. You should be allowed to come without threat of violence.
Let me say this, okay? Those two guys had to die in order to free those sex workers. So they were technically also eggs in the omelet making. So sometimes you got to break a few eggs in order to break a few eggs in order to make an omelet.
Can counsel suggest to the opposition he eat less eggs? It seems like you have
eggs
a bit of a problem with
keto
your omelets.
And
this is why you leave smudges on the shit toilet. You need to fucking
eggs are
eat
keto,
some vegetables.
Eggs are keto, and also the whole cholesterol thing is sort of a myth. That's
nobody
not
was talking about cholesterol. Your shits are disgusting for a reason.
Yeah.
You're giving yourself Brock Lesnar disease.
Fucking badassitis?
Yeah.
Shannon, what do you rule here? Besides that this segment be over soon.
I would have to rule on the side of Feeny and Mayu.
What the fuck?
I believe
you know what to do. You know what to fucking do.
Now show them.
No!
Yeah, and show us your titties.
I think he wants the music.
You're
put
wrong.
The good music.
You gotta put your
put
wrong
your wrong
music
and our winning music on.
Oh, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. All right.
Okay. I gotta say, I love that Joey came in with props and multiple things prepared, intro videos, a lot of initiative for a second chair.
This is good. Paco's...
I mean, Shannon also came in prepared with a full rundown, but that was promptly thrown out. So,
what do you guys think in the chat? Do you guys like Paco or Joey? We got to see.
Oh, is it a competition between who gets it?
Sort of. It's like an unofficial competition. They're both sort of trying out.
Paco,
the second
did you bring
position.
In segments?
He did.
Oh, okay.
Paco brought in
two segments.
Shannon, do me a favor. Right now. I don't care that you're gonna hurt one of these guys' feelings. Who do you like more? Who do you like more? Second chair.
I thought maybe we would do a thing where we would like all
privately?
Together. No, or like rate them on like three different categories. Which
that's a long way of saying
down.
Paco.
I didn't know. Look, if you've prepped something, please.
Yeah, it was on the notes.
Was it on the notes?
I could say it was. So there are four separate categories: pulling up images and videos, which we haven't really gotten to very much today, tending to the host and guest needs, segment ideas, and then an overall score. Unless there are other categories that you measure the second chair on.
If you guys are willing to fight each other, that would be probably the best way to settle this.
I'll also accept that. That's fine.
A lot of people in the live chat saying Paco.
Wow.
A lot of people in the live chat saying Paco. Joey, how does that make you feel?
That's just their white guilt.
Wow. You think that our racist fan base has white guilt?
I mean, it's not. It's the alt-right Christian podcast, not the art-right Christian podcast.
Paco wins.
Wow. Well, that was an Asian joke.
Yeah.
He said, all right, sure, sure, sure. It was also the hardest words to say with an Asian accent. he didn't think out that one. He really did. I liked it. Wow, dude. Paco is getting overwhelming support in the live chat. People like you, Joey.
You think this is mostly because of the rape?
Yeah, that is true. Paco is a...
They've been in his shoes.
Yeah, they get it. They can really connect with him. Yeah, I'm not saying that Paco's getting it, but...
Everybody's just typing path to redemption.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Paco's getting it. I'm just letting you know what the live chat thinks right now. I guess we'll have to think about this, Shannon. Maybe we'll have them both do second chair on Friday at the same time.
How?
Shannon?
How, though? Do you want to split the show half and half?
Half and half is keto.
What is going on, man?
There's just...
what no. is going
I'm
on?
I'm just letting you know.
All right, let's get Lewis back on carbs and coke immediately.
Yeah, man. Jesus. I can't wait till you're fun again.
This rules. It's a fun, silly show.
The show is fine. It's you.
You guys don't know.
Oh, that's a good...
The show is fine.
I am the fucking...
Flautist? You're being a flautist right now.
I'm not a flautist.
You're being a flautist. Stop being a flautist.
I'm not a flautist. I'm a fucking conductor.
If you want to conduct, you better conduct.
Yeah, but you're conducting like the Long Island Railroad right now.
You have no idea. No, you don't
fucking
know.
Fucking train delays, bitch.
This is one of the best fucking realized podcasts that we've done in a while.
Thank you.
And I understand how to get the best out of everyone around me. You don't realize that it's even happening. Like, you're here. You're swimming. You're in the ocean.
He's checking his DMs.
I've given up.
Yeah, dude. Look, they love it. Look, everyone loves it. Look at this.
I can't see what you're seeing, and I don't know that there's any evidence to that.
I've got a lot of people saying that they're unsubscribing. It's okay.
Most people are asking where their hoodies are.
Yeah. They really want some hoodies.
Lewis is slowly wearing them instead of doing laundry.
Yeah.
That's literally where your hoodies are. Lewis goes in and just takes one because he doesn't have clean clothes.
So, Shannon, I don't know what else was on that sheet. Is there any other
big
news?
There's so much on the sheet. There's hundreds of things.
Let me see the sheet. I want to see the sheet right now.
I'll throw one out to you.
Give me it now, Feeney.
Here's what we'll do.
Give me it now, Feeney.
This is
going to be the Irish Goodbye podcast today.
Joey?
The first tweet sold for $2.9 million.
Take the notes from Feeney and give them to me.
Go. Rob, go.
Get
yes,
him from
yes,
Rob.
Yes.
Hurt him.
They're wrestling for it. They're wrestling. Oh, he's got Joey boxed up here. He's got him. Oh, wait a minute. Glass
Paco,
is about to break.
Help. Paco, help him. Give me my notes.
He's going through it.
Work together as a team. I want to see teamwork.
This is great.
And the internet's out.
Oh, it's 2-on-1.
The internet's out.
Did we get me the notes?
There's no power and there's no internet.
Who got me the notes? But it wasn't until Paco came in and helped. Wow, Paco didn't do shit, he says.
Wow.
Joey, punch Shannon in her cheek. I want to see how far you'll take this. Drill Shannon right in her cheekbone. Oh, and new ones, too. That's fun.
Kevin Water, I'm tired from fighting you.
I did ask for the water a bit ago. I just didn't want to throw one under the bus.
Today, and I really mean this, might be one of the best Real Ass podcasts in the history of the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Cool. It's not you.
Of course it is.
You're a flautist.
Don't you dare.
You're a flautist.
Don't you
nigga.
Use my insult on you against
no,
you.
No. You're all flautists.
Sure, man.
It's a flout army.
You're a flauta.
Ooh. Those racists. Okay, I get what you're doing here. Let's see. Let's see. What, Shannon, what the fuck is this story? Pickle packing perv popped on private premise? What is, why is that?
Why am I reading? Say it again.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Pickle packing perv popped on private premise.
Very good.
Why?
All of the
did
headlines.
Did you know I was going to be stoned?
All of the headlines have to be alliterations like that going forward, because the anger behind when Lewis is angrily saying alliterations is so funny. Shout out, what the fuck is this pickle packing perp?
Why is this on here like that? What is this? Did you write this?
That's the title. That's the headline of the story.
Oh, pickle packing perv popped on private premises. And also looks just like me.
Oh my God, do you think you look like that?
He means the pickle.
What is the thing?
So it's a 47-year-old man broke into somebody's backyard, took off his pants, and then jerked off as he inserted the pickle into his anus.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. And that he was just... charged with trespassing? That's it? That's the only thing you charged with there?
No, misdemeanor.
That's crazy.
Lewd.
It was a misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs charge, but he was held in jail in lieu of a $150 bond, so he didn't have the $150.
He couldn't afford pickles up his ass, but he can't do $150 for bail.
No, he broke in and stole their pickles, right?
This is why
he stole their pickles?
He couldn't afford a pickle. Of course he can't
Dill
afford
Dill or half sour?
That makes sense.
Very important.
This is why I'm not... creating a garden at my house, because I'm afraid of people showing up and doing things.
Were pickles going to be in your garden?
Cucumbers. That's what they're unpickled pickles.
Yeah, but the story is about pickles. So you'd be pickling them.
Yeah, what do you think happens, Feeny?
Wait, I'm pickle packing perv.
You're not pickling them in the field.
We need to know where this pickle came from.
Yeah, wait a minute, this pickle wasn't in your asshole.
This pickle wasn't in a field. This was in like a pickle packing plant.
It was
premises.
In his hand. He just went to this location with the pickle in his hand.
I don't know why I imagine pickles growing as pickles.
Like, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
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 How did he climb the pickle tree?
Cucumbers and tomatoes. That was what the plan was.
Nice.
I need a few things. I need a better gardener.
Cucumbers are tough to grow, bro.
No, they're not.
You need to eat those vegetables so your shits can stop being so fucking gross.
So it's weird that you know what my shits
are. How do you know about
it? It was a whole episode talking about your shits 2 days ago.
It's weird.
You showed the toilet after you used
it. It was a whole thing.
A whole thing. That's an asshole joke. Hell yeah, dude. That fucking rules.
Exactly Shannon's other podcast. A whole thing. Ding.
A whole thing. Yeah. I wanted to do a garden. I need a few things. I need a better gardener, because my gardener now sucks. And I have to put in new bushes around my house because I want it to be fucking private. I want to have like a nice private backyard. Now it's all just shitty and open. And then I also need... I'm just going to call an electrician.
You could probably go fund a fence from the rest of the neighborhood. I imagine they would probably pitch in on not seeing you fight your fucking interns in the backyard anymore.
Maybe. Possibly. We'll see.
You could go around and collect that.
But I need to make my sauna work. I can't have fans come do it. I had fans come and do some other electrical work. It ended up being as expensive as a regular electrician. Same shit.
They didn't want to work for hoodies?
No.
Weird.
Yeah. I need my sauna to work because the garage is back opened. It's fucking...
It's going
to
be a sauna in that garage in about a month.
It's fucking beautiful out. It's beautiful. You can work out every day in that garage.
When you need guest passes to a gym in June, let me know.
I worked out all last year.
Yeah, when did you move in?
October.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep.
It was kind of hot there. Remember all the crickets?
Suck dick. Your home gym is going to suck dick for 3 months.
It's going to fucking rule.
It's going to blow.
You did it
in New Jersey, the worst possible place you could put a home fucking garage gym.
Why?
Climate-wise. When was the last time you used it?
Yesterday.
Before you reopened it for the season.
Last season.
Yes. So you're going to lose 3 hot months and 5 cold months in your gym. You're going to work out 4
months
a year.
Yeah, Rob, you're way better. You have fucking roommates. And
no,
you
I
go
don't.
To a Blink Fitness, you faggot.
I go to Barbell Fitness.
Ugh.
Never even heard of Barbell Fitness.
Exactly.
It's independently owned.
It's a barbell in his basement. Yeah.
Fuck you. You stink. You're not better than me. My home gym fucking rules.
Okay, man.
I can use my home gym 9 months out of the year.
You can, technically. First of all, I love that you still have to eliminate 3 months even in your fucking fake world.
August and January.
August is fine. I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter that it's hot. The garage is back
open. Oh,
those
pads are going to be like lava.
No, it doesn't get that fucking hot. Relax.
This will get you have an AC 40 in days there? A year.
I will have one. I twill. I twill.
How close is the gym to you?
Like there's gyms everywhere. I'm not going to some fucking loser's gym. I'm going from my home to my gym.
Loser's gym.
I'm not going to some loser's gym.
I used to pay $300 a month for the biggest loser's gym.
No, doggy. I'm telling you right now. I mean,
do you miss the Knox?
Well, last night, me and my chick went over to this steam room sauna near my house. There's like a day spa type thing. But it's just overrun with fucking Russians and Jews. And they're just loud. Like, I'm in a sauna.
You brought a Jew with you.
A Russian Jew, yeah.
Yeah.
And I part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that. I added to the issue. But they're just so loud and like, and when I'm in a steam room, I feel like you have to like be kind of silent. You have to relax. If you're going to talk to somebody, you should whisper. They're always like,
I feel like Russians invented the steam room.
Yeah.
The Russian sauna, anyway.
I love it. I fucking love a good steam sauna. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. So last night we went there, and it was just overrun. Too many people being loud, leaving their towels around. But it did inspire me to get my sauna working in my garage. And there's got to be a way. Maybe in the
What was the problem with it?
So in order to the power that powers the garage isn't strong enough to run the sauna. So I have to run power from my house to the garage, which
those
is separate.
Electricity bills are going to be crazy.
I'm not poor.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why he's building all of this in his rented house.
Yeah. It's the other shows on the network that struggle.
You rent an apartment.
I'm not poor. Just everybody who works around or for me is.
Yeah, yeah. No one makes money but me.
I'm going on vacation tonight, and I don't want to hear from any of you.
No. No.
Are you getting ready to throw that at me?
Damn,
God,
I'm starting to get legitimately worried for Lewis's face if you're going to be this low energy when you guys spar later.
You think so?
I'm starting to, because did you see the energy he did a run when he did a little shuffle when he was going over there. He's got good head speed.
I could be asleep and I'll beat Rob Mayhew. Mm-hmm.
That's really stupid. My rotator cuff's not good, so as long as I can keep my hands up, I'm
excuses
fine.
Already.
Okay, relax.
I'm going to punch him directly in his rotator cuff.
He came in. I'm convinced this entire podcast is an excuse for fucking getting beat up after.
Oh, he thinks he's going to beat me up. He does think that, which is great. What is going on?
Fighter's mindset. Internet's out again?
Also, Shannon told me that it was your birthday. She thought it was today. And then she texted me on the way here. She was like, oh, just so you know, I had it wrong. It's not. It's his birthday's on Friday.
Yeah.
But I didn't even get to text Shannon this back because I was driving. But I was like, do you think it was gonna be a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what it was gonna be.
Hey, happy birthday, man!
I wasn't even gonna say happy birthday.
Yes, you would have.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, you would have. You're a good friend. Yes.
No, I'm not.
Don't pretend you're
I'm a
not.
Shit friend.
No. He's a bad friend.
I'm a bad friend.
I've known Lewis for like 12 years now. You've been. You don't know anything about me. You have. Like,
I know nothing
never...
about him.
Spell his name.
Faggot.
Yeah, no, Lewis is legit. You're a bad friend.
M-A-I-L-L-O-U-X.
Not bad. That works.
Shannon, do you say Mayhew?
Is that the way you're supposed to say it?
No. Ari did that to me. He made everybody say Mayhew.
We're going to wrap this one up here in a minute. Me and fucking Mayhew.
And then we're going to wrap up our hands and fucking go at it.
Wraps?
No, I don't own these things. I haven't boxed in fucking 15 years.
Oh, God.
That's like
excuses.
Losing confidence.
Excuses.
But I was 1-1 in organized fights when I did, so.
He was 1-1 in organized fights.
Yeah, that's Ontario boxing, baby.
All right.
More than Lewis.
It's true. He's competed in boxing.
Like sanctioned boxing matches. Yeah, they're like
sanctioned
actual
boxing.
Sanctioned
How many rounds
Ontario boxing. You just do three and headgear. Right. It's amateur, so.
Yeah, we're doing no headgear.
Perfect, great.
Headgear, it makes it harder to see.
Yeah, but I'm not, I'm the
you
target.
You wear headgear. You wear headgear
I'm
if you
the
want.
Target, yeah.
You can wear headgear all day long. Yeah. You're going to get crushed if you wear headgear, though.
All good.
Just so you know.
Sure.
Crushed.
Just enough, crushed. Why? You'll be able to see it coming.
Yeah, just like those Olympic athletes who wear a headgear and can't see it coming.
Okay.
If anything, you should be wearing headgear so that it's when you take them off, it's like weight training. It'll be you'll be able your head'll be on a swivel.
Fuck you, dude.
It's a good idea.
And less damage, so you don't come into the podcast like this.
Okay, yeah. We'll see what happens. No, yeah, I'm gonna get more stoned now.
Okay, I'll happily if you want to share.
I'm so excited about the garage being back open. I just can't wait till tomorrow when I can lift again.
I'd love to come lift with you, buddy. Tomorrow I'm doing
back and by day.
I'm doing a full body now, but I'll come do the back and by parts with you.
Yeah, come do it. Cool. Do full body. I don't give a shit.
Cool. Yeah. I'd love to do that with you, buddy.
All right. Look, we're gonna wrap this show. Thank you guys very much for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. Use that promo code RAP. 14-day free trial is going away next month. So it's your last week or so to get a 14-day free trial with that promo code. It's going to 7-day free trial starting next month. So make sure you guys do that right now. Beyond that, we love you guys. We'll check you on Friday. Who's on the show Friday?
Sean Donnelly and Andy Fiore.
Sweet. Love those guys. All right, goodbye.
That's all, folks.